Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz closed. Is that true, Mr. President?
It's open as far as we're concerned. Don't talk about it. Talk about the reason that you asked me to speak.
Don't talk about it. It's open as far as we're concerned. Just don't talk about it. Are we serious here? I firmly believe that every single American should be pissed about this. I don't know how this is acceptable to anybody in America, and we should all be able to put our political leanings aside. Whether you are a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, just put it aside for a second and try to objectively assess the state of this Iran war as we are 140 days in. The new reporting from the Wall Street Journal is that Donald Trump is weighing increased escalatory military actions, such as more strikes, sending boots-on-the-ground forces to take over islands surrounding Iran to try to secure the straits, or bombing more of the fortified sites that Trump claimed we obliterated months and months ago. We are on day 140 of this war, and I'm just going to say it, this is how forever wars start. We are seeing the birth of a forever war in real time. I mean, Trump claims that this has already been a 47-year war that Iran has been waging against us, but this war has been going on under Donald Trump in a new manner. Obama was able to get a deal, the JCPOA, with zero bombs dropped, zero U.S. soldiers dying. We didn't lose the Strait of Hormuz. Gas prices didn't spike. We had gotten a deal without ruining our standing on the global stage. Now, Donald Trump has essentially turned this into Vietnam Part 2, the most humiliating foreign policy disaster since Vietnam, and he's even comparing this to Vietnam. A few days ago in the Oval Office, Donald Trump gets asked by Caitlin Collins, hey, we've been bombing Iran for months now. Is this just a new norm for the American people? And Trump tries to compare it to Vietnam, which doesn't hit like he thinks it hits, at the same time when he's weighing, going boots on the ground in Karg Island and other islands. This is turning into a forever war, and if you care about America, to the Republicans who claim to care about America, you should be able to objectively assess this war as a failure. If you appreciate the work we do on independent media, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We live and breathe on independent media. We have your back, and just thank you for having ours. You can subscribe below as we continue to push towards 2.5 million subscribers. Check out this clip.
So you think a deal is still possible? You think they'll return to that?
Yeah, I think a deal is possible. Sure, I do.
But, Mr. President, you noted the United States is bombing Iran again. I mean, you've been bombing Iran for months now. Is this just the new normal for the American people?
No. Well, you know, we're in Vietnam for 19 years. We're here for 4 months. So I think we've done a lot. We've knocked out the...
Why is that the comparison you'd reach for?
Navy, in a period of 1 month, we knocked out their Air Force. Their Air Force is non-existent. We knocked out most of their missiles. Most of their drones. We knocked out their drone manufacturing capability, about 92%. Their missile capability for manufacturing, we knocked out 89%. And they have a little capability, but they don't have any capability for us. This is almost a military skirmish.
He said it right there. They have a little bit of capability, but they don't have capability for us. I don't know what that means, but this is the problem. Donald Trump is splitting his fan base into an alternate reality when it comes to this Iran war. He is literally entering psychosis when it comes to the state of this war. He claims the Strait of Hormuz is open, but it is not. Tankers cannot get through the strait. About 60, 70, 80 were going through every single day before this war started back in January, February. Now it is 0 to 1 to 2 tankers getting through every single day. Literally nobody is getting through the Strait of Hormuz, and yet Donald Trump is sitting there trying to split his fans into an alternate reality. He claims that the economy is doing well. It is not. He claims that we have destroyed all of their missile capacity. Well, the very simple question that we'd ask is, if all of their capacity has been destroyed, why is the Strait of Hormuz still closed? How come no tankers can get through it? Well, it's a very simple answer. Because they still have missiles, they still have drones, they still have, you know, mines that they can drop in the strait, they still have these fast attacking vessels that can attack the ships in the Strait of Hormuz. They still have the exact equipment necessary to wage asymmetric warfare. Yeah, they don't have the same exact military that they did 3 months ago, but neither do we. The CSIS estimates that we've burned up 1/3 to 1/2 of our munition stockpiles just off of this war. And when Caroline Levitt is asked about the children that were killed, look at the awful answer she gives. Look at this ghoulish administration defending this war day after day after day. I'm never going to celebrate the death of somebody on the Adam Ockler feed. I'm never going to dance on somebody's grave. But I do want to point out, when Lindsey Graham died just a few days back, like less than a week back, his dying wishes over the last few days of his life were to continue to escalate this war with Iran. He was also somebody who defended the invasion of Afghanistan. He defended the invasion of Iraq. There is this sickness deep in American politics where we think we have to be going to war with these countries and starting these endless wars where it's like a treadmill of spending money and burning through stockpiles and hurting our standing, where we never actually stop running on the treadmill.
It's right now. Caroline. Sure, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mark Stone from Sky News. Can I switch to Iran, please?
Sure.
Specifically, the Manab school attack. 120 children dead, 26 of their teachers. A Sky News investigation released today points to all this being a tragic mistake by America, by the US military. So could you explain, please, why the president is repeatedly saying it wasn't America when he hasn't actually, he says also that he hasn't even seen the report?
I can't speak to the Sky News investigation respectfully because I have not read it. All I can speak to is what the president has said as I speak on his behalf, and the investigation continues, and we would defer you to the Department of War for further questions.
Following up, if I may.
Sure.
I just want to understand.
My answer is not going to change.
I just want to understand why he consistently says it wasn't us, we didn't do this, when all the evidence and indeed the preliminary report. And we've spoken to a military insider who says this was human error.
Well, that's the president's opinion. And at the very same time, he has said the Department of War is investigating the matter, and we would defer you to them for.
Okay, so she gives away the game. Donald Trump just gives his opinion on military matters, even if they don't correlate with the reporting. On the opening day of this war, during the opening strikes, we hit Manab Girls School and killed 120 to 180 young school children in a tragic, tragic opening to this war. I mean, not to mention everything that's happened in the 4 months since, but just taking that in isolation. Donald Trump then lied about that for weeks after, before any investigation had happened, and said it wasn't our fault. The investigation then kind of quickly uncovered it was our fault. It was one of our rockets, and Trump still doubled down and tried to put his supporters into this alternate reality, Iran psychosis. Look at CNN doing a split screen of Trump reversing his statements on Iran. In one breath, he'll say that these are crazy people and we shouldn't negotiate. In the next breath, he says that we are in active negotiations with these people and that they're being nice.
And we're dealing with people that I think are very rational people. I mean, they were nice to deal with. They're very dangerous people from Iran. They're sick. There's something wrong with them. And of course, they're dirty players, so they go after everyone. I don't like them. And they're evil people.
They have a new group of leaders that I think is, actually, I think they're smarter. I think they're very smart. I think they're far less radicalized.
I don't think they know what the hell they're doing, but they're bad people, very bad people. I think they're incompetent, and they're a bunch of scum. You want to know the truth? They're scum.
I think they're really good. They love their country.
These are evil, sick people, and we have to rid their cancer. They're cancer. And you know what you do? You got to cut out cancer early.
You know, a lot of people said that Kamala Harris or even Hillary Clinton shouldn't be the president because they were women and they didn't have the temperament to keep a steady hand in intense situations. But look at this here. Donald Trump is sitting there ranting and raving and foaming at the mouth, spitting at the mouth, because he's pissed off that he can't get a deal with the Iranians. He's creating an alternate reality, like alternate timelines, fan fiction about what's actually happening, because he's so pissed that he cannot get a deal. He cannot coerce the Iranians through strikes. He cannot entice them through negotiations. The carrot is not working. The stick is not working. Nothing is working for him, so he's vacillating between desperate positions, saying that they want a deal, that they're sick people who shouldn't deserve a deal. It is all insane. And one more time, the Strait of Hormuz is closed, and yet Trump says it's open. It kind of reminds me of the alternate reality that he splits himself into whenever he's talking about the 2020 election. He's been trying to relitigate that lately and just straight up lying about the 2020 election results. Check out this clip where he swats down Jake Tapper and gets very pissed because Jake Tapper asks him about the Strait of Hormuz and Iran, and Trump only wanted to talk about Lindsey Graham. I mean, I think Lindsey Graham would want his legacy to be this Iran war, talking about this Iran war, maybe much more as well. But I think this is a very fair question to ask, and Trump gets pissed.
Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz closed. Is that true, Mr. President?
It's open as far as we're concerned. Don't talk about it. Talk about the reason that you asked me to speak.
Don't talk about it. It's open as far as we're concerned. Just don't talk about it. Are we serious here?
Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz closed. Is that true, Mr. President?
It's open as far as we're concerned. Don't talk about it. Talk about the reason that you asked me to speak.
Okay. We appreciate your time, sir. Before I let you go, is there any other final word that you want the American people to know about Lindsey Graham? What was it about?
No, I think his finest moment was his defense of Brett Kavanaugh, who's a terrific guy, and was treated very, very unfairly by the Democrats. Very unfair. I've never seen anything like it.
Donald Trump is now just snapping when he's asked about the Iran war. This is at the same time we get reporting that President Trump is leaning towards expanding U.S. military operations in Iran after days of briefing from top aides. Options include stepping up airstrikes, sending ground forces to seize Iranian islands near the Strait of Hormuz, and bombing a fortified site that could be used for covert nuclear work, even though they said they obliterated those strikes. The Wall Street Journal continues, Trump hosted a Situation Room meeting Tuesday evening to discuss the potential seizure of Karg Island and other territory along the Strait of Hormuz using U.S. troops, as well as the potential bombing of a tunnel complex at Pickaxe Mountain, a nuclear-linked site the U.S. has yet to target. Expanding airstrikes against more targets in Iran, including energy sites, also remains a possibility. The discussion was one of multiple formal and informal conversations Trump has held in recent days. The president has not made a final decision on next steps in the war, and he insists privately and publicly that he would prefer resolving his dispute with Iran diplomatically, but he obviously is having trouble doing that. One more time, Obama got a deal that did not necessitate a single bomb being dropped. We did not need to pay them $300 billion. We did not need to pressure our Gulf allies, put our troops in danger. Obama got a deal that was long-term, that had multiple phases, and that would have helped solve this problem, yet Trump tore it up and is now in a hell of his own creation. We are bearing the price of it. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. Subscribe below, drop a blue heart, and peace out.